Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill. Our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's question is, can literal posting of scripture improve church health? Let me start with a New Living Translation version of Ephesians 4, 22 and 23. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. I have a story today in the words of a preacher who sent a message to us. David was a new pastor at an old church in Louisiana. Not only was the building historical, but so was the way everything operated. His presence there was welcomed by a few and resisted by many because his ideas were not the way it's always been done. David knew about staking, which is putting Bible verses on tent stakes in the ground around the property. And he wanted to stake the grounds of the church, believing for new life for the church. However, he knew there would be much resistance to doing that by the local members. So he planned a secret staking with believers outside the church from out of town. In fact, they were from out of state. Now, the Pastor David and his friends met. He shared that he felt that there was a negative presence, evil presence, choking the move of God from the pulpit area and the choir area and the balcony area. He also knew of several tense relationships in the church rooted in a spirit of perversion. The music minister was no longer effective, but wanted to hold on to that position for the sake of a title. They discussed that and then staked the church property and prayed. Almost immediately, he felt that the demonic presence behind the pulpit and in the choir area was gone. Within months, the music minister resigned and was replaced. So it was gone there too. A new youth pastor came and started building the youth program. He began collaborating with the high school across the street. Within a year, attendance numbers are really up. And the church giving up as well. The congregation has become more open to change and a fresh perspective. The community leadership and local people there have embraced him. David's been encouraged by the changes and has started encouraging pastors at other churches to stake their land as well. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to stake your own church property and pray about the most pressing issues your church is facing. You might pray like this: Lord, bless our church with what we need most of all. Deliver us from evil. Protect us from all unseen evil forces that try to divide us or limit our effectiveness. Please remove anyone who is a wolf in sheep's clothing. In Jesus' name. Amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.